Psalm 119, we're going to finish this up tonight. And we've been journeying through Psalm 119 in kind of a summary, really, from verse 153 on. Not really looking at every verse within those three more sections that we have to go through. And obviously Psalm 119, the entire theme of Psalm 119, all about God's Word. And remember all those words that deal with God's Word. It's not God's Word, but it's pointing back to God's Word. And thank the Lord for it. So a little bit of a review. I think we can definitely see from Psalm 119 how important God's Word must be in our life. And here's the beautiful thing about the Bible. It's a well that never runs dry. Think about it. There's probably some places in the world tonight that need water. I mean, thank God we live in beautiful British Columbia and we have all kinds of water. You know, sometimes the wells run dry, physical wells. But every time we open God's Word, there's water for us. There's food for us. No matter what the need is, and we'll talk about that a little bit, it never runs dry. I think about the Bible referring to God as being living water. You know, not only do we have the living Word, but we have our living God in His Word, and it's living water. And we see that the Bible also can be referred to as a treasure. You know, sometimes a treasure, the treasure doesn't just appear. When you get a map for treasure, I know this isn't necessarily biblical, but when you go look for a treasure, if you were, and there's a map, when you get to the spot where the X is, what do you have to do? Dig! You know, sometimes you don't just open the Bible and say, okay, I read five verses today, I didn't get anything out of it. Yeah, but did you ask the Holy Spirit to give you something from it? Remember, that's who wrote the Bible. So if you're saved tonight, you have the author. We have the author indwelling us. Sometimes it takes a little bit of effort. You know, not just reading through it, skimming through it. There's got to be some digging there. And we find even here in this passage tonight that God's Word always brings great peace to our lives. Great peace to our lives. I mentioned that family that I went to visit. I wasn't really going to say it, but I believe the Lord wants me to right now. I got a text message from Mr. Frederick's family today. Let's just say they don't want me to come back. You know, they're dealing with a father who's dying, and they're dealing with, it looks like, a lot of family turmoil. The nurse even warned me of that. This family has a lot of turmoil. And basically, the text, thankfully, it was somewhat congenial, but it was mind your own business. Yada, yada, yada. So I did write back and just said, I'm really sorry. A great peace have been, which love thy law. We're going to read that in just a moment. Talks about it. All the more reason I really believe, and I'm praying for that family, by the way. When I got that text, I paused right there and I said, God, you're working in Frederick County. And they need you. They need you to work in my family. They need the Lord. Okay, so let's keep moving here. So number one, we're starting in Psalm 119, verse 153. We're going to look in by way of review at the resistance the psalmist faced and his request for help. In these last several verses, we are going to see that the psalmist gives us an indication that he was under great pressure. We all understand what stress is all about. I think we've all experienced that. Just a couple of highlights. Verse 153, consider mine affliction. That word affliction means misery, poverty, trouble. Misery, poverty, trouble. Isn't it sometimes the case trouble finds us?
Grace.
Trouble finds us. You know, it's amazing. We can try to avoid it, but it finds us. Consider mine affliction, the psalmist says, and deliver me. Verse 154, plead my cause and deliver me. 157, many are my persecutors and mine enemies. Again, the resistance. You can sense the resistance here. Verse 158, I beheld the transgressors and was grieved. Verse 161, princes have persecuted me. And then notice this phrase, without a cause. You know, why were they persecuting me? They had no reason to persecute me. Verse 169, let my cry come near before thee. So, the thing about this resistance in the psalmist here is, that it pushes the psalmist to ask for help. And by the way, our help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Amen? Amen. He never fails us. He never fails us. He never forsakes us. Verse 173. This is something I'm sure we've prayed before. Let thine hand help me. We need God's hand. Amen?
Amen.
I'm thankful the Bible tells us in the New Testament that when we are saved, we are put in the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then that is put in the hand of Almighty God. I'd say we're pretty secure in Christ. Let thine hand help me. So we see the resistance. But, number two, the resistance did not push the psalmist to quit. Now that's the easy way out, isn't it? Number two, the resistance pushed the psalmist to have more resolve in his heart. Resolve. What does that mean? Well, he made up his mind. Determination. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to put anybody but the Lord first. I'm going to keep God first in my life. And I'm going to do that by being obedient to His Word. You know, many times, my hand would be up, many times when I face resistance, it does the opposite. It causes me to not draw near to the Lord. It causes me to stop reading God's Word, maybe. Because I feel like, well, you know, what's the use? I'm not getting anywhere. But that's the time to continue to press on. That's the time to continue to resolve in our heart. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. I heard this while I was at the conference. Many want the kingdom of God, but few want to put it first. I'll take all the blessings of the Lord, but I don't want any resistance. Well, it doesn't work that way. Okay? No matter how much you might hear about the prosperity gospel, it's not in the Bible. Look at what Paul went through for the cause of Christ. Look at what many Christians went through in the first century for Christ. So, thinking tonight that we're going to get saved, we're going to read our Bible, and not have any resistance from the enemy, that's not the kind of Christianity I read in the Bible. Now the good news is you don't go through the Christian life alone. The good news is we don't go through the Christian life without God being on the winning side. But there has to be some resolve there. There has to be some. No, not everyone that is sick that's a Christian prays and gets healed. Christians die of cancer as much as a lost person. Christians are in the hospital. Christians are sick. God doesn't heal everyone. Yes, God can heal everyone. You know what? As we read about, by the way, Will Zinker went home from the hospital today. Can you believe that? Sorry, I forgot to mention that already. He's not where he needs to be yet, but he's out of the hospital. I was watching the Temple Baptist Church tonight, and Brother Sexton, and right at the beginning of the service, he said, praise the Lord, God is moving. Will Zinker went home from the hospital. And he said, 7 weeks. 7 weeks in the hospital. Wow. Keep praying for him. He's not speaking yet. A lot of things are going to have to be redone. He's got to learn swallowing. Even swallowing, he's got to learn a little bit over again. A lot of things. But, you know, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord that he is heading in the right direction. Strength comes in my life as I respond correctly to oppositions and trials. Let's look at a few verses here. Look at verse 153. Notice the resolve of the psalmist. 153b. For I do not forget thy what? What's that talking about? God's word. No matter what comes my way, I'm not forgetting your word, God. No matter what physical problem, financial problem, family problem, you name it, I'm not going to forget your word. Because God's word still changes lives. God's word brings that food, that comfort, that nourishment that we all need. Skip down to verse 157. Verse 157, second half of the verse. Yet do I not decline from thy what? What's that talking about? What's his testimony? It's his word. Yeah. It's again, that's another one of the words in Psalm 119 that talk about the word of God. So he says, I do not decline from your word. Again, how many of us, don't raise your hand, but many times when resistance comes, we can decline from living for the Lord. We can decline from being in God's house. We can decline from the things of God. He says, no, I'm not declining from thy testimonies. Verse 159, beginning of it. Consider how I love thy what? Precepts. What's that talking about? Same thing. It's the Word of God. He loves God's Word. I wonder tonight, how much do we love the Word of God? Notice verse 161. And again, we're thinking about the resolve in his heart. He says, my heart, the end of verse 161, my heart standeth in awe of thy Word. The thing about the Bible, the thing that's really neat about the Bible is that it's never out of date. It just keeps being applicable for all generations. It's never out of date. He says, I stand in awe of thy word. Verse 163, thy law do I love. Verse 164, here's something that we as Christians need to maybe increase in. Seven times a day do I what? Praise thee. Why? Why do we praise God? It's right there. Because of thy righteous judgment. It's talking about the Word of God. How many times a day? I'm not saying you have to have a little piece of paper and tick and get to seven. The point is this. We don't praise God enough. Hey, praise God for the air to breathe. Praise God for the finances that we have. I mean, we always need more finances. That's what we always talk about. Let's praise God for what we have. Amen. Believe it or not, we have a lot more than a lot of people in this world. Praise God for the Bible that we have. Praise God for the church that we have. Praise God for the freedom that we have to worship. Praise God for what He's doing here through the witness of Anchor Baptist Church. And again, have some resolve in our heart. You know what? We can always find something to complain about. Let's do a better job of finding something to praise God for. Praise God for. How about Psalm 172, moving along? Psalm 172, my tongue shall speak of thy what?
Thy word.
Good? Thy word. Think about it. How much do we speak about God's word? Think about during the day today, before you came to church, how much did we speak of God's word? Well, maybe we didn't have a setting to speak of God's word before. My tongue shall speak of thy word. Verse 176. Verse 176, the end of it. For I do not forget thy commandments. God allows trials. God allows difficulties to develop my faith. To develop a firmness in following Him. Let's look at a few verses quickly about this resolve in our heart. Look at Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. Quickly read four verses. Just get ready to turn here. Philippians 1:29. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ not only to believe on Him, but also to suffer for His sake. Again, suffer is relative. I understand that. Sometimes we will suffer. Let's put that into perspective. But let's take that as being an opportunity to glorify God because of it. Flip over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. Have some resolve. Have some resolve. You ask God for that resolve. That God, no matter what comes my way, my resistance that I face, I'm going to keep you first. 1 Thessalonians 3:4. For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation even as it came to pass, and ye know. 1 Timothy 4. 1 Timothy 4. Verse 10. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. Notice that. We labor and suffer reproach. Why? Because we trust God. Think about that. Everyone in this room tonight, if you're trusting in God, we should be laboring for Him in some way. But also, we should expect there to be reproach. Because the God of this world doesn't like it. The God of this world doesn't want to see us handing out gospel tracts. The God of this world doesn't want to see these people saved that we've been praying for. The God of this world doesn't want to hear even, I'm thankful that we have, that you came tonight. We could have this meeting even downstairs here in the basement. You know what? When we open the Word of God, it doesn't matter what the setting, it doesn't matter what the surrounding, God's Word is powerful.
Amen.
And it won't return void.
Amen.
Think about that. And praise God for it. One more, 2 Timothy 1. 2 Timothy 1. Verse 12, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. There's the resolve of the Apostle Paul. Amen? I am not ashamed. Think about it. But it's pretty convicting. You think about being ashamed of God. I don't think we could raise our hand, any of us, and say, we've never been ashamed of God. What do you mean, Pastor Gordon? I mean, again, I would like to say that my record is completely perfect from when God told me to speak for Him. Sometimes I have. I don't know what other term to give that. Except for being ashamed. That's not right. But Paul said, I am not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed. Do you know who you believed in tonight? We believed in the living, the one true living God. Amen?
Amen.
And am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him. You don't have to keep holding on to God. God's got you in His hands.
Amen.
We're not holding on to God. God's holding on to me. I'm very secure in the hand of God. Okay, let's move back to Psalm 119. So we see there was resistance. Then we see there was resolve, though. And then we see three times in these in this one section here, the second to the last section, the psalmist, again, this is again reviewing, we've been hitting on these things for many weeks, that we see revival is asked for. Revival is asked for. Three times, let's look at them, I'll just mention them. Psalm 154, notice the words, quicken me, revive me. 156, quicken me. By the way, look at where revival comes. Quicken me according to thy word. Quicken me according to thy judgments. So revival comes as we continue to fall in love with and be a part of the Word of God. 159, quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. What I see in this is that as Christians, we never want to be satisfied with where we are in our spiritual growth. Because what happens when I'm satisfied, I usually go back. I think Pastor Sexton is actually the one who I've heard say this. As a Christian, we want to always be advancing. Always advancing. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Always advancing. Never satisfied. Always wanting to be closer to the Lord tomorrow than we were today. Do you know that if we want revival, we can have it? God is not hiding revival from us. I think for me and for us tonight, it's the want. I wrote this down. What am I willing to invest into my Christian life? I'm not talking about money right there. What am I willing to invest in my Christian life? You know, if I want to walk, if I want to walk for the Lord, stay in His will, I can't. I don't have to leave God's will. You know, when I leave God's will, it is a choice. I don't have to leave the direction that God has for my life, but I choose to. So tonight, if we're not where we ought to be, it isn't because God moved us out of the way. It's because we chose to get out of His way. No, we want to be growing. We want to be investing. We want to say, God, I need revival. God, I need to be quickened. God, I need to be closer to You now than I ever have been. See, resistance should bring revival. Persecution. What did persecution bring in the Bible? What did persecution to the church in Jerusalem bring? A whole lot more work going on for the Lord. They spread out and started preaching everywhere they went instead of just in Jerusalem. And so, and even historically in the church, persecution has brought revival. Difficulties have brought revival. One more thought. We see in this, in these sections, peace, how to have peace, joy, and strength. God willing, on Sunday we'll be talking about the fruit of the Spirit of joy. Be praying about that if you would. Notice verse 174. Thy law is my delight. Thy law is my delight. Verse 160. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Verse 162. Can we honestly, like, you know what? We need to get to the place in our Christian life where this is our destiny, right? Look at verse 162. I rejoice at thy word. How do I rejoice at thy word? As one that findeth great spoil. I've just found a treasure. I just found that thing I've been looking for the last year in the house. I just found that missing whatever. Our wedding video was missing for a long time. And we just, you know, it was recorded on a VHS, right? And we didn't know where that thing was. And all of a sudden, one day, I can't remember what it was, but we were looking through, and here was one. It wasn't really labeled too properly. I'm like, oh, I wonder what this is. And I put it in the VCR. VHS. Put it in the VCR, and what was it? It was our wedding video. We did a happy dance all over the house. Well, I did that. But what we found, I didn't have that video. We found something of great value. When's the last time we got that excited about finding something in the Word of God that met our specific need for that day? Remember, it is timeless. Brother Ramon can read the Bible and way out there in Coquitlam. Miss Gabriella reads it in New Westminster. And Tejada's read it in Burnaby. And everybody in between, Brother Kim in Vancouver. And everybody else in between in Surrey. You know what? God meets the needs, no matter where we are, because His Word is timeless. It's not measured. It's not bound by time. It's not bound by, there's no borders. I had a wonderful time meeting some tent maker pastors in Northern Ontario. The most utmost respect, tent maker, that means they work a 9 to 5, 10 to 6, 7 to 5 job in pastors. Mm-hmm. One of the guys works at a lumber yard. Pastors about 30 people. He works at a lumber yard 50 hours a week. Mm-hmm. The church can't pay him. I'm so thankful I got to go, if for nothing else, to meet some servants of the Lord that really humbled me. It humbled me in many different ways. You know what? They're trying to reach little towns of cities of 2,000 and 4,000 and 5,000, and they've got a lot of different dynamics to work around. We do here in a big city. They have different ones where they are, but here's the beautiful thing. We both open the Word of God and find the living water that we need. We both open the Word of God and we find how we can help people. If it's one person or 10 people, it doesn't matter. We have the Word of God. It brings peace, it brings joy, it brings strength. He found confidence and calm from the truth of God's Word. Like a man or woman would rejoice when they find buried treasure. This man treasured the Scriptures because of the delights they gave him. The last verse we'll look at is the one that we've heard quoted many times. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. The word offend there is actually a Hebrew word. It's pronounced mikshol, which means this, a stumbling block or a cause to fall. God's word gives us stability. Out here, we have these parking stalls, these wood, whatever those things are. And the other couple of weeks ago, several of the kids were out there trying to walk those things. Some of the older kids did it really easily. And of course, you know what the younger kids do, right? They come right behind them and they try to do it then. But they would fall off one side or the other. They didn't have very good balance. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. The word of God brings stability in our way.
Amen.
Anyone that walks away from God, it's because first they walked away from His Word.
Amen.
Even if it walks away from the church, they walked away from His Word.
Amen.
This is our anchor.
Amen.
Don't let dust get on your anchor.
Amen.
Open it up. It's treasure. Amen. By the way, it's personal treasure.
Amen.
It's not just for Sundays and Wednesdays.